president of the State Employees Association, which is a pretty good sized association. I don't know if a lot of people realize in our state, more than 11,000 state employees. And Rich Gulla is the president of what I would call in the past the SEA. And Rich is nice enough to be in our studios with an update on the members, some of the issues. Rich, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me. And thanks for doing it at a time that is not at dark 30. The last time I was on Fox and Friends, I had to be there at 4:30 in the morning.
And sit there for a while, for 4 minutes.
Yes, exactly. All kidding aside, I also wanted to just thank you for the awareness you bring to our veterans. We have a very active veterans committee. We were at the stand down event in Manchester giving out meals to veterans and saw you there doing your broadcast live. So,
well, thank you for that and what you do. How many members now? We talked before you went on, about 11,000?
Yeah, about 11,000 state, county, municipal, and private sector. Represent from child protective service workers to highway maintainers, liquor store clerks, to police officers from Littleton Police Department, Town of Bedford, corrections officers, public defenders, a wide range of employees in mostly public service.
And so you oversee the municipal stuff as well, or your members? Your people should realize that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
11,000. How long you been at the helm?
10 years. Wow. Hard to believe.
Yeah, I remember I go back to the TV days of Dennis Parker and some other folks who were involved and always good folks. Let's talk about your colleague, Christine, was in talking about this. We have the gubernatorial elections coming up. Everything has been so presidential, as we know, but it is a big, big year, presidential this next fall. But right here, we have a full and open gubernatorial race because Governor Sununu has been in there 4 2-year terms. And we know there's some leading Democrats that are running and some leading Republicans, some pretty big names. Joyce Craig, former mayor of Manchester, Cindy Warmington, executive counselor, a couple of the big Democrat, probably the biggest Democrat names. And then, no strangers to voters' names here, Kelly Ayotte, former U.S. senator, running for governor, and Chuck Morse, former Senate president. So some big names. But you're doing something different this year when it comes to kind of giving a nod to some of these on both sides of the aisle. I've not heard of this before.
Yeah, we are doing things a little differently. Not unlike the New Hampshire electorate, our membership is made up of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And over the years, they have gotten more active. We are a bottom-up organization, and they want us to endorse on the Republican side. So we're going to do that. We recently came out and endorsed Cindy Warmington on the Democratic ticket, and we have Senator Morse coming in next month, and in April, Senator Ayotte will be in to meet with members, and I expect there'll be an endorsement for one of those two folks coming towards the end of April, early May.
Interesting. It's just an interesting way to go about it, but as you said, your members represent voters, and we know there's thoughts across the line. A lot of independents, Democrats, Republicans. Hey, we need to sneak in one break, but if you're here, I'd like to have you stick around. I want to talk about recruitment. Because I think there are so many wonderful opportunities in state agencies and work that a lot of people are not aware of. You mentioned veterans, but I'm talking like Department of Transportation. Someone wants to be outdoors a good chunk of the year. I know in the winter it may be a little tougher than summer or fall, but great outdoor work, environmental stuff, not just public safety. But last time we had J-Dog help me out, the folks on from DOT, there were, over 250 openings? Is that what my memory was?
It's over 250. Yeah.
Tell me about that, Rich.
Yeah. Well, we're still facing a hiring and retention crisis. Even though last year, with bipartisan legislation and work from the Governor Sununu's office and the legislature, the state employees received the largest negotiated raise in the history of the organization, a 10 and a 2%. And that has helped. But we're still about 4.5%. Percentage points below to be par with inflation. And right now we're hovering on an average of 20% vacancy rate with an additional 30% turnover rate in the first 12 to 14 months. Mm-hmm. It's still difficult. We've got some issues here in New Hampshire. We have a housing crisis.
Right, right.
Even if we can attract people, where are they going to live?
Right, renting.
Renting, yeah. Whichever. 22,000 units just to break even right now.
Right,
up to 60,000 by 2030. We also have very high energy costs in this region. We also, the post-secondary education is extremely high. Mm-hmm. And we have the second oldest population in the nation.
Yeah, to your point, Rich, I say this when you travel a little bit, very expensive region to live in. And you're right. It's not just housing. Inflation's been everywhere. We know that. But wages haven't kept up with that. Inflation, rental. Look at the price of housing. If you're a police officer in Rockingham County or a firefighter, where are you going? How do you afford to live in the communities you serve, right? I mean, it's just tough. And I talk to young police officers starting out, or young couples, even if both of them are working. They're like, Jack, to get a house anywhere in Dover and Portsmouth, it's like $1 million.
Yeah.
And you're going, oh, yeah. So hold the thought. Let's talk a little more about recruitment and our State Employees Association. If you have a question for President Rich, I'm sure he wouldn't mind taking it. 603-228-2080. 603-228-2080. Back on Good Morning Hampshire, the Pulse of an H. In a moment. Rich Gull is president of the State Employees Association right here. 11,000 members. And, of course, that includes cities and towns across the board. You know what we should do, Rich, because we have some time, and thank you very much for coming in. I want to talk about some of the recruitment and the opportunities in the agencies. But let's go back a little bit. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you do for your members? Because it's important for these people that decide to work in their community, city, towns, state, these agencies. A little bit about how you're there and what it means for the State Employees Association. You mentioned in this past session a pay raise that was given, still behind the rate of inflation, but I guess probably. We'll talk a little bit about the membership and the role and the services.
Sure. So I often refer to a union as, or at least our union, I can't speak for other unions, as the last greatest democracy. So we're a bottom-up organization, and primarily what we do is negotiate contracts for our members. We have roughly 37 different contracts with different bargaining units around the state. Obviously, the state is the largest. We also work on safety conditions and retirement benefits, and just try to partner with management and be as efficient as we can and provide services for the citizens of the state and do that in a good, healthy working environment.
Now, how do you, I don't want to get into like an HR discussion, but how do you keep up on the retirement side? Because as you said, we're an aging state. So today, if a state trooper, if he or she were to move on after 20, they could still be under 50 years old. I mean, technically, right? If they started in their, or maybe 55, 60. But we're an aging state. And a lot of times in private sector, the private businesses have had a hard time keeping up on the retirement side. So the benefits, I imagine, are health care and a pension?
That is correct.
And all things healthy there and good, tracking strong. Any worries, concerns?
There's concerns about the retirement. Over the years, there have been small chips, I'll say, at the retirement system, which has made that a package not as attractive as it once was, say, 20, 30 years ago.
To potential recruits?
To potential recruits.
Or potential people still working for the state.
Yeah. Both.
Yeah.
Both. The healthcare is very good, and we've managed to be able to work with the state to keep healthcare costs in check, and so that has been a good thing so far.
If you have a comment or question for Rich, maybe we could pop it in if you don't mind. 603-228-2080. Rich Gullah is president of the State Employees Association. Let's talk about recruitment. As I said before, my eyes have been open when I've had folks on from the Department of Transportation, Department of Public Safety. And a lot of times people don't realize, I had a buddy this happened to recently, you can have a varied background. You might not even know that you qualify, or there might be some really fascinating career jobs that are available at the state level or local level, correct? And a lot of times people think just because they've done this in the past, they can't do this. And it could apply to law enforcement, state troopers, for example. So I think it's very good work. You're working for the state. I think there's some degree of pride there. So what are some of the biggest challenging spots you have? I'm acutely aware on the law enforcement side because I'm concerned. We have a pretty big opening list there. We try and help and we support. In fact, tomorrow we have an interview trying to support the state police in the recruitment efforts with a private company that's stepping forward. But what about some of the other areas of opportunity that you think people may not even know about? They might be looking to change careers and join the ranks.
Right now, I think anywhere in public service they could find something. Our corrections department is looking for corrections officers, educators, health nurses. Department of Health, Health and Human Services is also looking for child protective service workers, elderly and adult protective service workers. DOT, they are down, the last I knew, well over 200 positions.
A lot of those
statewide.
Are drivers, right? Truck drivers?
A lot of those are
bigger,
drivers.
The bigger rig drivers?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, a lot of those are drivers, but engineers as well. Yeah, there's opportunities in state government.
Now, I don't know how it works, but I imagine in DOT, storms can come along, mudslides, there's changes to hours, state employees, same thing with the police. So imagine overtime is a component of your compensation. However, if you had to do an average, I don't even know, because I haven't hired or managed in a while, and I don't regret it. But hiring, you mentioned trying to keep rate or pace with the rate of inflation is tough. But if you want to join Department of Transportation full time, or corrections, or public safety, ballpark, I just don't even know anymore. I mean, is the ballpark for an annual salary? I know the state police at one point, Rich, were offering, I think, a $10,000 signing bonus if you were recruited, hired, and I think you got through year one, I think it was. But what are we talking ballpark for an individual who wanted to work full-time for the state? If you had to say. I mean, I'm guessing 70s?
Low 70s, yeah.
And that's, you think of today with inflation, it's tough. And, of course, you can get some overtime. But the other thing is part-time work, right? As people age, I imagine all these departments would love someone 20, 25 hours a week who could be out there working, right, staying busy.
Yep, and a lot of them do. In fact, a lot of the state right now, because of the hiring problem, when people retire, they are bringing back full-time employees at a part-time basis to help tread water.
Right.
Because we don't have the employees to keep up with the work.
Well, I think it's a win-win because someone over, I don't know what the full retirement age and today might be, depending on Social Security, 65, 67, but someone who's retired from the state to be able to work part-time, because most people I know who've retired after a year or two, they're like, I'm going nuts. I'm bored. I don't know what to do, you know, unless you're an avid golfer or fisherman. You know, you can't, my opinion, you can't do it every day. Working is virtuous. I think it's honorable. I think it's great to be busy. So I would think part-time work would be great.
A lot of people do, and yeah. A lot of people switch careers. You might have, as you said, done whatever, and now you're working as a part-time clerk in a liquor store, meeting different people every day and talking liquor
right.
With customers.
And what was, before I let you go, Rich, what was your background? What brought you to the State Employees Association?
I was a police officer. In
really?
College. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I did that part time for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then.
Hey, wait a minute. You know, you're not too old for the state police, Rich. You're in good shape. I mean, we could get the Colonel Hall on the line right now.
Yeah. Let's not get too carried away here. And then I went to work for the Liquor Commission. And then I got involved with the state employees.
Well, pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. You know what? I think I'll talk to your folks or your. The folks on the communication side sitting right next to you, maybe we could do a monthly segment where you come in and just update us on state employee stuff. Because when you came in, truthfully, it's been a number of years since I've had. And if you're great folks, didn't reach out because we get so caught up in all the national stuff and all the other stuff. You wouldn't think of the number of people that benefit and depend on you. It's an important area of information. So thanks for increasing the flow a little bit.
Sure. Love to do that. Thank you very much for having us.